is for us to recognize our truth, for us to declare our authority, because we're really coming into our power. We're coming into our understanding of our truest claim, of our highest destiny. So in other words, as things start rocking and moving, it really helps us decide what is real, what is real. So we're moving out of false fantasy. In other words, we're stepping into grace, we're stepping into our divine alignment, and we're stepping into our excellence. So when I say excellence, it's like I literally see the archer, where we're opening up to our true essence, to our multidimensional self. Literally, there is this opening, there's a portal, and this beautiful imagery where we're being shown our truth. Now, I literally see like galactic, I just see stars, and it's just so beautiful. So however we're receiving it, it's really understanding that your divine appointment, is taking place in the here now. In other words, as we hold the intention to receive, as we open up to our light, as we open up to our heavenly bliss, we receive our endowment. Now, this is very important because it's what we focus on, what we open to, what we establish creates our reality. It doesn't matter what anyone else is doing. It doesn't matter what anyone else is creating. We're creating the gifts of heaven as we give our consent, as we give our gratitude, as we give our focus to our heavenly bliss, to our alignment with stars. And I literally have this energy pouring in that's blessing us and helping us to perceive our accurate statement. And so what they mean by that, it's like the codes that are coming through are to deliver us to our truest claim. Because again, we've talked about this, that we create vibrationally. So what we are attuned to, what we are open to receiving. And they're so interesting, the imagery. They're saying like open our pocketbooks. It's an old-fashioned term, but it's like open to receive. And so it's like the idea is like the purse would hold the currency. So the currency is the energy. The currency is our soul's activation. The currency is our light quotient that we're creating and opening up to alternate realities. So this is occurring in the here now as we establish grace, as we establish authority. Now that authority is a very important concept they want us to understand, because in each moment we command authority, we dictate authority over our provisions. So our provisions are our perceptions, what we perceive, how we perceive, how we align. All this is inner directed. It has nothing to do with outer circumstances. It has nothing to do with outer economies. It has nothing to do with your next door neighbor. It all has to do with the love that is your true nature that you are willing to understand on deeper and deeper levels and deeper recognition in terms of the grace that is afforded to you in the here now. Now, the here now is a very important concept. They're literally showing me the magician card. So the here now is, you know, they're saying like, can we trouble you for attention? So in other words, it's not about what occurred yesterday, an hour ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago. It's what is occurring in the here now as you will set the tone. So if you had like a TV set or a laptop or whatever, or a cell phone, and you're choosing what to look at, what to focus on, what to recognize. So as we set the tone for our own establishment, for our own enjoyment, enjoy, you can be in joy as we're traveling to new beginnings. We can be in joy as we're springing forth to our new destinies. So it's like travel light, travel light. So in two ways, travel with your light, but also travel light in being willing to continue to release that which is stale energy, that which no longer holds life or application or teaching for you. So remember, the stories that we've traveled in, there was teaching, there were karmic lessons, there was, they're saying role reversal in terms of some like family generational cleansings that we agreed to do. And so travel lightly, because once you get it, once you establish grace, once you unlock the code, you no longer need the static cling. You no longer need to hold on to that belief of suffering. Now, that's a very important concept they keep reiterating. And there we have, what is that? Metatron's cube is what that is. So there's this activation. It's like I just feel it throughout my body. It's hard to focus. So again, what we're releasing is the belief in suffering. So again, this 3D is all the belief in separation, the belief in suffering. As we combine, they're saying we're combining steps now. In other words, there is accelerated presence. And so as we play leapfrog, as we accelerate our offering, our steps, we're uniting with our Sacred Heart, and we're uniting with grace. In other words, we can learn outside of time. We don't have to take the follow through. We don't have to take the long way. We don't have to continue to learn our ABCs in the old format. What's tomorrow going to bring? What's the next month? As we open up and receive our multidimensional self, as we open up to the storehouse of possibilities, to the wealth, remember the pocketbook, opening purse for those that don't know what that is, and receiving the currency of light. As we open up and receive and offer ourselves to kind gestures, so when they're saying travel lightly, it's releasing the attachment to the old embodiment, to the old ledger, belief and suffering, and travel with light. Open up to new beginnings. Why does everything have to be the same? It's like, oh, things are going to be changed. Well, why shouldn't they be? If we're accelerating into our new provisions, if we're accelerating into our new timeline. And so that's where we have opportunity to step into grace. Now, this is very essential because there's like energy circulating of mass consciousness. And this is the whole point. We're here to bring forth the new provisions. So it's accepting it. It's reaching into our own reservoir and cultivating the appreciation of the new start, of the new beginning, of the new focus, and no longer needing. It's like watching a movie and it's just getting old and it's just getting stale, and it's like, how much longer is this going to be? And just realizing you're not obligated to stay. It doesn't mean you leave your whole families. It doesn't mean you leave and just walk away. But it means you change your relationship to your history. You no longer need to hold on to the attachments. Once, because again, you're achieving your gifts. You're achieving your promotional value in the now moment. So as you open up to your christening, as you open up to your new provisions, as you open up to your springtime glance, you create with light, you create with new, you create with authority. In each moment, we have authority to choose. Now, these energies are helping us, they're saying like to clear up some of the debris. Some of us still have, they're saying compensating measures. Okay, my word for that would be defense systems, like ways that we feel like we have some control. So whether we go into afflictive emotions or we retreat, we deflect, we choose illness, whatever we're doing, these energies are helping us to bridge the gap. In other words, instead of acting out these priorities or kind of nuisance priorities, it's keeping us in the old paradigm. It's keeping us in the old pretense, and what we want to do is accelerate forward. So these energies are helping us. I literally see like prying open like a pickle jar or whatever. They're helping us to pry open what was like part of our personality self that we were unconscious to. So these energies are helping us restore grace in terms of giving us authority, giving us choice. So instead of doing things unconsciously, it's like, well, I was fine, but now I'm depressed. Well, I was fine until whatever. And it all occurs unconsciously because we all develop coping skills. We all develop coping mechanisms. And so all this is part of our personality self that up till now, a lot of it's just unconscious to us. So these energies are helping us have liftoff where we can see beyond the veil, and we can see how we're creating, remember, suffering. We can see how we're creating our own suffering. I was fine, but then suddenly it got blue. I was fine, suddenly I was stuck in anger. I was fine, and then I was in judgment. Whatever it is, we're creating our own suffering, because remember, we're taking authority of our own dictation, of our own focus, of our own perception. So if we're unconscious to what we're doing, that impedes our steps, our progress, our growth. So these energies are helping us to see with a conscious awareness, with like they're saying a fine-toothed comb, exactly what's going on so that we can make choice. Now the energies also bring a strength and establishment so that we have the strength to make that choice. So again, we're moving into our power, we're moving into our authority, we're moving into our strength, and we're bypassing old systems. Because again, this is why we're here. This is why we stepped into the light. This is why we stepped into this dimensional reality, to choose grace, to choose love, to bring forth a new state of awareness, a new state of consciousness. So this is coming through us as we enable ourselves, as we receive, as we open up, as we establish ourselves to be our own authority. And while as we learn how to master our own consciousness, because that's what the mastery is, it's like mastership of our own consciousness. So as we step up to receive, they're asking us to orchestrate our destiny. So imagine these energies just like a broad stroke manner playing, they're saying here and abroad. So that means in every area. So whether you decide, well, I came here for a healing, or I came here for this or that, remember, it's you may be looking at a symptom. So it's like, here's my symptom, I need more income, or here's my symptom, I have a physical ailment. But what these energies are going to do are they're going to show you the roadmap to exactly what led to that. So you may think this is the problem, but it started a few steps back. So trust how these energies operate. Trust how they show you your pathway. So if it shows you how you tend to go into blame, or it shows you how you drop into sadness, or whatever it's showing you, pay attention, because that's your blueprint, that's your roadmap home. Or if it shows you, you're very excited, but then you don't take the follow through or the discipline, the discipleship to follow through with your goals. You're receiving, there's somebody, you're receiving amazing intuitive messages. And you're saying, yes, 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 but there's no follow through. So spirit's stuck, because you need to gain the momentum. You need to gain the emphasis. You need to gain the energetic reservoir, because remember, it's the energy that we hold that creates the leverage. Because we've been packing a lot of energy into the old paradigm. So think of Libra, think of the balance. Think of a balance, a scale. So if we have a lot of energy in the old paradigm, we want to be effective in that new state of arrival, in the new consciousness. So we got to grow some spiritual muscles. So whatever is coming to you, there's at least one person in particular, but I'm sure many. It's a beautiful message for all of us. When we receive those intuitive awarenesses, write them down. Even if you don't have the courage or follow through to do it right away, at least put it somewhere where you're not going to forget. Where you're not going to forget, where you're going to see it. And then take steps. They're saying take measures. Now, some of us are fine in this area, no problem at all. But some of us aren't, which is okay. Step two, baby steps. Baby steps. So do anything. Take out the running shoes, if that's what your message was. Put them by the door. It doesn't matter how small a step. You're building up energy in the new attainment. Because remember, it's going to be that much easier to then get out and go jogging if that's what you received. But whatever it is, take little locomotion steps, energy in motion. Because what you're going to find is day by day, as you keep adding and you keep building, not only are you getting closer to your goal, but you're building up energy in the new arena. Not only is it going to help you in that one particular intuitive message, but then that tendency, that proactive stance of discipleship, of being a disciple to grace, to higher value, to higher education, to your higher self. But then it's going to be applicable because now you're someone that follows along. So then the next time you get an intuitive message, now you've got energy in following up on intuitive messages. So a simple act of taking sneakers and putting them by the door, you're thinking, what is that going to matter? All these little dictates, all these little changes, we're instructing ourselves to say yes. Yes, I can. Yes, I'm ready. Yes, I'm capable. Yes, I choose. We're teaching ourselves authority. So the old habits, the old mindset, the old paradigm is no longer an authority. And we teach ourselves that day by day, and we get stronger day by day as we choose our light, as we choose our grace, as we choose our power, empowered stance. So as we receive these energies, we open up, they keep saying springtime, we open up to springtime, we open up to grace, we open up to possibilities of the heart. Follow the heart. Some of us are really kicking up some dust bunnies because we're receiving the light, we're doing our due diligence, and you wonder what's going on. You're kicking up energies of the past that were suppressed. So if you suddenly feel angry and you're like, I don't want to be an angry person, why am I angry? Or whatever it is, this was all unconscious. At least have a couple of people that are going through this. It was all unconscious and you're being promoted. So it's surfacing so that you can aspire to greatness. It was there all the time, which is the reason, think about this, this will make sense to you. The second you something happened and you got triggered, you ever notice that your response was a tad bit more than the situation maybe would have called for? It was because it was triggering these hurts that were within, that are now ready to be cleansed. So it's very important to treat yourself with love and kindness through this process and to not avoid self. It's almost like you're shunning yourself because you don't want to think of yourself as an angry person. It's like, I'm not angry. Who is that? Like you're looking around. So remember, it's because of your strength. It's because of your due diligence. It's because you're self-promoting that these energies, these emotions are coming up for review because now you know how to handle them. Now you can release them. So again, how we treat ourselves, to always be self-motivating, to always submit to the higher authority of grace, to always receive ourselves in love and appreciation. Everything that's coming up is because you're saying yes to your divine appointment. That's why it's surfacing. Not because you did anything wrong, but because you have the courage to step forth into the light for all concern. Because as we marry the beloved within, as we open up to these energies for quote unquote ourselves, this individuated consciousness we seem to be, we're doing it for all. This is why we're here. We came here to help establish new consciousness, new grace, new paradigm. So we're doing this within our own concept, within our own makeup. Great courage. Each of us receive that. All right, so as we receive this light, we receive this with promotional praise. In other words, we allow those promotions to continue. We allow ourselves to receive this light and receive the reflective commodity. In other words, as we open up to higher frequencies, our life shifts. Opportunities come forth because we now vibrate to them. We're not waiting for it to somehow arrive out there. We're receiving it from within, and then we magnetize it, then we attract it. Then we signal our readiness. Some of us have like very specific sort of like pre-planned journeys. And it's like, when is it going to happen? When is it going to happen? When you hold the right vibration is when it happens. That's what you're preparing for. And again, for us to remember all the powerful blessings, the light beings. This morning I had light beings in my home, and it just made me so aware. It just seemed, it sort of like went from phenomena where I used to be like, oh my gosh, to it just seems so natural. It just seems so natural because what we're doing is so powerful that of course we have support doing this. Of course we're waking up to our multidimensional selves and ourselves that are part of those light being groupings. Of course they're arriving. Of course they're intersecting with our dimension because we're saying yes. We're calling them forth. In essence, we deserve them. We deserve them because we're rising to new heights. So, whatever words feel right and true for you, receive them. Receive them with full endowment. Don't look down. Someone's just advancing so fast. It's almost like you want to stop. Think of a marathon where you're running and you kind of want to like stop or look around or measure, you know, your distance or whatever. Well, you understand the best thing you can do is just trust you're doing very well and keep proceeding. The reason being is if you start like adding up your apples and oranges or whatever it is, you're going to go down in frequency because now you're going to start thinking of it as like a linear math equation, if that makes sense. In other words, you're going to start measuring it, you're going to start comparing it, and it takes you off the higher focus. So the higher focus is really your love for, I'm going to use the word God, but whatever your word is, your love for divinity, your love for the belief in love, your love of light, your love of people, your love in truth. So that is your gasoline. That is your gasoline. And so every time you step out of that to do whatever it is you're doing, it's like you stop the locomotion. You stop your starship. It just goes on pause, like a video game. It goes on pause. No error. But the thing is, they're saying it's like a trick of the mind that you need to stop. You actually don't need to stop. You've never been here before, by the way. That's why it's a little daunting or confusing. I don't want to say daunting. Cancel clear, confusing, because you used to always stop and start, and it's almost habitual. You're thinking like, okay, this is enough progress, now I'm going to stop. You actually don't need to, and they're encouraging you not to, for the simple fact that you're going to prove to yourself what you're made of, what's possible at this time. And so it's just like the sneakers. Once you prove it to yourself once, you're going to overcome the hump of the belief in suffering. I can only do so much at a time. It's just a belief. It's not true. And so as you disprove it by forward march, carrying forward, continuing in bliss, it's like Helen Keller, just focus on the sunshine, focus on the sunshine. You're going to realize, it's like, oh my gosh, I'm really here. I really don't have to stop. You have Sekhmet, Egyptian. She's like a goddess of war, but there's more than just war. She's got strength. She is supporting you and almost challenging you. You know, she's almost like, show me what you got. Show me what you got. She's reminding you of your power. You've gone through a lot in this lifetime, so you discount your strength because you've just been through a lot. She's reminding you of your power. So look her up. Look her up and align with her energy. She will support you. Someone else, now this is strange. Someone else actually needs break time. So this is different. And let me explain. When you are just like emotionally burnt out, now this is different. The other person wasn't. She was actually fine. It was her mind that thought that she needed to stop. But there really wasn't any reason. You, on the other hand, are really emotionally burnt out sometimes. You want to pay attention to your intuition because that's leading you to your secret garden. So if you just need to pray, if you just need to go outside in the backyard or whatever it is, you actually don't need that much time, but you do need consideration. And in your case, it's about self-love. You think you need to be a workhorse and you think that everyone else comes before you. And you almost feel a little bit like slave labor. I say this with so much love, but it's like, I have to keep going. I have to keep going. You actually have lived through wartime where it was an endurance race to the finish. It was to stay alive. You're not in that situation right now. You really aren't. So sometimes you just need a drink of lemonade. Like, it's not a big thing, but you deny yourself. Pay attention to it. Pay attention to this. You really want to drink. I'm making this up. I don't know what you want to drink, but I'm just going to say lemonade. You really feel like you need a drink of lemonade. You feel like you just need, you know, just a moment's pause, but you deny yourself. Now, that's different than our first lady. For you, it's important to love the self. Love the self, listen to your intuitive interest. You're going to make yourself sick so that you get the point, and you don't have to. Now, I don't mean sick, I mean like a headache or whatever to stop you, to get your attention. You don't have to. You don't have to create malaise. You don't have to create a physical symptom. Hear the memo. Get the message. Love. Love of self. Because otherwise you're just draining your resources. And it's easier, half a pound of, what is that? Prevention is a pound of cure, whatever that is. But you know what that is. So take good self-care measures. Okay, let me see what anyone else. All right, last one, avoidance. Someone's planning avoidance game. Add me to the list. I tend to do that in the past. Take small actions, just like the sneakers. It's just a general avoidance kind of thing. You're afraid you're not enough, you're not good enough. You are, you know you are. So just do the baby step thing, that'll help. And just notice, they're backing me up. They're saying if you can just recognize that that's a tendency, wisdom erases karma. So they're actually backing me up and correcting me a little bit. Just noticing the pattern will bring you relief. It's the denial. What we deny, we can't do anything about. They're asking you to just sort of notice, yeah, I have a tendency to put things in the back burner. As you notice that with love and compassion, we've all been beaten up by the ego, so there's no error in any of these things. The more you can notice it with love and compassion, that love will bridge the gap. It'll help you self-promote. You'll be amazed, actually. So bring love to the table and just notice it. Okay. So thank you, everybody, for participating, for offering your heart, your wisdom, your reflective measure. I can't get that word, but it's basically like your tuning fork. In other words, we're holding these energies in response to the times. In other words, we're the torchbearers, we're the way showers. So we do this finding our own way through our own consciousness, and as we do that, we signal the readiness for all to receive. All to receive in record numbers. And they keep emphasizing this, that we don't understand how many we each affect. And they're showing me the Oracle card of New Beginnings. Like, we're going to be shown how far-reaching our turn of events are, so that as we claim our love, as we claim our innocence, as we claim our light, as we heal our shadow, as we integrate, we offer that divine plan. It's like we hold the blueprint. And so as ones interact with us, as we hold that intention for mass consciousness, we lift up the world because we offer the answer and we signal readiness. But we do that through our own transcription, through our own prescription of realization of how to hold this light, how to hold this attention. So thank you everyone for showing up, participating, joining. Your light is awesome. It's wonderful. It's powerful. It is here to stay. We are creating the new opportunities for world, and we're doing this together. So thank you so much. Aw, thank you, Joy. Let's see. Wednesday, tomorrow night, will actually be the group. So it'll be the normal group structure. Thursday night's the group structure. So that's just what we do now. And then it's questions and answers. And that is with the normal donation. If someone has an issue regarding that donation payment and really wants to participate, they need help, email me privately. We will work something out. I want to make sure everyone gets the help that they need and deserve right now. And then Friday, we go back to the free attunements. So much love to everyone. Have a glorious evening and be bright in your light. Namaste, everybody. Love to you, Danielle.